No!
I say it every day with the people that I'm around. It's not that people are dumb, maybe ignorant. Ignorant means unaware of how things work. We've really realized this in the last 6 months about a lot of things.
How about that?
I'm not criticizing you. I've just never met anybody like that before. Everybody in my circle likes a little bit of everything, or a lot of everything. But that's the whole idea of diversifying, right? Variety is the spice of life.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the RP Show on September the 9th. It's Canada's daytime sports talk show, and this is episode number 309. Listen, I'm putting up a disclaimer right now. Something may die during this show, and you may witness a murder. There's a fly buzzing around the studio, right around the bunker here, and it's driving me insane.
I'll get him.
Can I get it with my mini stick? That'll be the question. My Norwegian flag. And how are you, dupes?
And how many bobbleheads are going to be sacrificed?
No bobbleheads were killed in the making of this show. Ready to talk sports today? I'm sure you are. It's a big day. Clark's really outdone himself today. We are knee-deep in hockey. It's odd because it's September. Welcome to September. We're right in the heart of the Stanley Cup playoffs. It just doesn't...
I know.
I'm not used to it, but I love it.
I know. And was it Vegas? Somebody, they tweeted out, you know, that it was a sad day because Vegas played their last ever playoff game in August.
It was Darren Millard.
Yeah.
It was Ducky. I was watching one of our many Las Vegas viewers. Morning, Vegas. How you doing? Coming up on the program today, Alan May, Washington Capitals great, current Washington Capitals TV analyst, former Estevan Bruin. There's a real Junior A feel today. Did you notice?
Yeah, a little bit.
Rich Pilon's going to be with us. Islanders, great. Prince Albert, Raiders, great. But also the head coach and general manager of the Weyburn Red Wings. Since it's a Junior A theme, I want to ask Dakota Shepley if he ever played hockey. Dakota Shepley of the San Francisco 49ers is going to be joining us from the middle of training camp. Can you believe it?
That's cool.
That doesn't very normally happen. He's from Vancouver area, right? So he might have played hockey. I'm interested in that. And his latest trip into the NFL. That's going to be awesome with Dakota Shepley. And then Chris Cater from North Regina Little League is going to be joining us. They were awarded, what did you say, $40,000 from the Jays Care Foundation?
I think so.
Yeah, well, we'll find out.
It's a big number. And I think they're one of a dozen communities across the country. So really cool to be able to recognize all those communities. And, of course, Chris and his group here in Regina.
Well, hey, we love us some Blue Jays. We had Robert Wicham on from the Jays Care Foundation. He's the executive director and CEO. And then North Regina Little League wins it. One of many groups that won it. So we're going to talk about it today with Chris Cater. That's exciting. Did you get him?
No, I missed.
This thing is a nifty, nimble fly. The Jays should sign this thing.
I'm going to get him, though.
Okay.
Anyways,
speaking
continue.
Of the quick six show topics, did we speak of it? We are.
I won't let it distract
you. Let's go, Jordan. Point one, the Blue Jays are in it to win it. Are you excited about the trade deadline deals yesterday?
Yeah.
How can you not be?
I'm not a guy who gets into the nuances of baseball. I tried fantasy baseball once. I made it about 6 weeks. There's so much to get to. It's just not my thing. But, no, it's exciting. The fact that they acquired some pitching, they're acquiring assets, not selling off, that's a big positive. I'm not really dialed in on a day-to-day basis with the Jays, but this is a big move, and it's going to come.
Well, hang on. Yes, you are. Put on a smile. You are. I was reasoning this morning. I watch only the Blue Jays. I'm one of those guys.
Yeah.
And late at night, we get the Dodgers games, right, from the West Coast. So I watch a lot more Dodgers games than you'd think.
Yeah.
Really love Vin Scully. And there's a lot of people in Western Canada that are big Dodgers and Vin Scully fans because of the television, and they're on late out here. But I mostly just watch the Blue Jays, and you know what? That's enough. So from the – but again, I don't know who Jonathan Villar is. I couldn't have picked him out of a lineup before yesterday.
Right.
But, of course, with all the coverage that I see that he's led the league in stolen bases the last 2 years, he's currently leading the majors. He's the Ricky Henderson of this generation.
Yeah.
See how things are lining up like 92 and 93?
Oh, yeah.
And then the pitchers, Robbie Ray. Somebody said, wasn't that Hannah Montana's dad? The character of Billy Ray Cyrus. So, look, I don't know. I'm all in. Let's go.
Let's go.
Hey, they got a chance.
Yeah.
Gord Archibald, one of our viewers, says, I believe Shepley's from Windsor, Ontario. Thank you, Gord. You're right for the reminder. And then I'll guarantee he played hockey at some point.
Right. He spent a lot of time in Vancouver.
Yeah, played for UBC.
Yeah.
Alan, the intern, says if the Fly survives, he'll be the rock star of the day. He's in early contention. This Fly is something, man. He's taken over the show, although he's hiding right now.
Yeah.
Maybe the rat got him. Point two, moving on. The Raptors play game two today. I told you 10 days ago I'm more into the Blue Jays than the Raptors right now. And from what I'm hearing, I'm watching the pundits. I got to go with Sam Mitchell and Leo Routens because I don't know any better. And they say the Raptors are in a lot of trouble here against the Boston Celtics. 3:30 today, game two. Will you be watching?
I'll be tuned in. Yeah, I will. I'm really interested to see this Raptors run. I know if they win and find a way to win this, you know, NBA championship, it'll be bigger than last year. Last year was the first, but this feels like it means more because there's no Kawhi. It feels very much like, you know, Canada's team, right? The Raptors now. There's no real, I mean, Lowry you've got Van Vliet, but it feels more like a team. Last year felt like Kawhi and the Raptors.
You think that 1.5 to 2 million people can gather for a parade in downtown Toronto right now? They'll be shot.
Yeah.
So it won't be bigger than last year.
That
Sorry.
Won't be, but the feeling of it will be pretty cool.
Les Peach is watching. He says, good morning, everybody. Hi, Les. He's a huge Blue Jays fan. Get yourself a coffee, sit down, and join us. Thank you for joining us. Everybody says Ricky the Iguana is very excited. He wants to know where the Fly is. See, Ricky's peeked out already. The beloved show mascot. Try to get that Fly. Moving on. Oh, I'll just say this comment from Les. VR is a very capable replacement until Bichette comes back from his injury. Go, Jays, go. Well, nowhere did I see that this was a depth acquisition. Did
right.
you?
No.
But maybe he is. If that's what he is, he's filling in for Bo Bichette. Great. Hey, Betta is Betta. Depth, whatever. Let's go. I'm in.
Yeah.
Okay, Blue Jays, let's play ball. Isn't that how it goes?
Let's go.
Where was I? Oh, the Raptors. I won't be watching today. I can't watch everything. Point three, the Lightning advanced last night. Watch that one. I don't think it would have mattered whether Tuukka Rask was in goal or not. I don't. No. Tampa's just too good.
Yeah.
And the Avalanche stay alive. They staved off elimination, as they say. And it's funny because in the Stanley Cup playoffs is the only time all year you watch that you hear the term stave. You don't hear anybody say, I staved off going to the gym today. Right? I staved off getting groceries. I'm sorry, honey. I staved off. Managed to avoid. It's the only time of the year you hear the term stave. Who came up with that?
I don't know. Now that you think about it, it's one of those words. The more you say it, the less meaning it has. Right? It's starting to lose meaning. Stave. Stave. Say it 1,000
times. Not as scary anymore.
Right. Yeah, staved off elimination.
So the Avalanche manages stave off elimination. I don't even know what the hell it means. It means avoid, I guess.
Yeah.
It's the only time you hear it. The Stanley Cup playoffs. You don't hear it in baseball playoffs. You don't hear it in basketball playoffs. You sure as heck don't hear it in your everyday speech. I managed to stave off getting a flat tire on the way to work today. Think about it for a second.
I know. I am. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. We're going to be bringing in a new segment here. I'm not going to tell you what it is just yet, but it's a thing where Darren and I disagree on things. We've been doing it for the last 309 shows. It's just going to have a name now.
Yeah.
But my question is, what's the best second round Stanley Cup series? What did I say last round was Montreal-Philly? I loved it. Yep. It was old school.
Yep.
But that was just me. We had Tim Hunter on here saying he really loved the Tampa Bay-Columbus series. You loved, what was yours? It was the Canucks series, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So now in round two, what's the best series? That would be a pretty good head-to-head thing.
Sure it would.
Obviously Vegas, because that's my team. But I'm really enjoying Colorado-Dallas. And let's remember, for 26 years, Dallas was my team when my dad was working for them. You never know what's going to go on in that series.
You don't.
It's crazy. You can't take your eyes off it. It's a train wreck.
There's so many stars, too, on both sides of that one that you can have things like a 6-2 game or no lead is really safe. You can have lead changes.
It's wild. It's the best series.
Colorado can outscore bad goaltending, as we've seen, right? Last night, Dallas, man, yeah, it's a long way from
with
over,
with all
too.
Due respect to Vegas-Vancouver, the Colorado-Dallas series is the best second-round series to me. But I'm watching them all. So, by the way, I got a sponsor, love. Where it is? Prairie Mobile Communications. Happy Tuesday, guys. Hashtag get the fly. Where is he? I think Ricky snuck out of his cage and got the fly. I haven't seen him for a while.
Yeah.
He's or we shamed him.
Or we shamed him. He's hiding.
Moving on. Dougal Cameron in Calgary. He's a Stampeders fan. He says, lots of people are staving off bankruptcy during the pandemic. Lots of consumers are, but a lot of businesses aren't. I gotcha. John in Winnipeg. He says, hey, Rod, what did your dad do with the Dallas Stars? He was a regional scout. I got a million stories about his time with the Dallas Stars, and they're all good. Can I tell you a good one?
No, of course.
Just one quick one. His boss was Les Jackson. We've all heard of Les Jackson.
Yeah.
So the HR person came in to Les's office here a few years ago, and the HR person, I don't know if it was a man or a woman or not. I think it was a woman. HR lady said, who's this Jim Peterson up there in Canada? And Les goes, well, he's a scout of ours. Well, what about him? Well, I've never seen him. He's never been around here. Les goes, and you won't. He stays up there in Canada and finds hockey players. Right? He didn't come down here to Dallas and hang around the office. He's up there doing his job finding players. And she goes, he's the longest serving member of the organization. When he retired he was 78, he was the longest serving employee of the Dallas organization, going back to the Minnesota days.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So he's very heralded within that organization. I told you what Eddie Belfour had to say about him. Thanks for the question, John, but I'm getting sidetracked. This, by the way, is the warm-up of the program. It's got a new name. Point four, you saw the Henderson Silver Knights hired Manny Viveros to be their head coach, the American Hockey League team. And again, Las Vegas is our seventh highest city for viewing. We got a lot of Vegas viewers down there. I have no idea why, but we do. So I'll spend a minute on Manny Viveros. He comes for the Spokane Chiefs. He'd been with the Edmonton Oilers a year before that. There's the fly. And he was with the Swift Current Broncos, where they won the WHL championship. This guy, they should have a statue of Manny Viveros in Swift Current.
They should.
Because he was, we never knew when was going to be the next Saskatchewan team to win the WHL championship. And you know what? I wouldn't have put my money on Swift Current. I'll tell you that. And Manny did it. And also, I broadcast those games on Shaw through that playoff run with you. You did some of the games with me or all of the games with me. I can't remember. But just being around Manny. Always smiling, always positive. You know what I mean? He really broke the mold, of a hockey coach. You know what I mean? He seemed very zen, very forward-thinking, very inclusive. I don't know. What term would you use for Manny Viveros?
Yeah, he has his own style, but he's able to get the respect of his players, but also understand them. Because he was on that Memorial Cup winning Raiders team,
right, too. Robin, right? And Prince Albert has pointed that out. 1985.
Okay, there it is.
Wore number three, did he not? You folks in PA. Yeah, he did. He wore number three.
But he's got a blend of the old school and the new school. He's able to relate to today's player and be respectful and understand what they need. But at the same time, he's able to come from this kind of older school place as well. I like Manny Viveros a lot.
Great hire by Henderson. In the news release, Kelly McCrimmon, the general manager of the Golden Knights, said, not only is he a great coach, but Manny will be a great mentor for our young guys. He's the perfect hire. That's what Kelly McCrimmon does. Wayne LaBrie writing, morning, Breezer. He says, Jimmy was a great man. He's talking about my dad. There's no doubt I think about him every day. Wayne LaBrie, former SJ goalie. I think he's involved with the Brooks Bandits now. Is he running the Brooks Bandits? Because we're going to switch to football with point five, so I'm going to spend a minute on this hockey for a second. We need to get to the bottom of what's going on in Junior A, because there's a lot of talk. I don't know, you travel in the same circles I do. I don't know if you're hearing the same things that I am.
Yeah.
But they're saying the MJ's going.
Yeah.
The Manitoba Junior League's going. Bill Chow, the president of the SJHL, came on this show and said, we're going October 9th. What's happening in Ontario? You folks want to tell me what's happening in Alberta? Breezer, you want to tell me? I don't know. But Manitoba's going, and I said to Clark, can we get on Paul Dick, good friend of mine, Steinbach Pistons, head coach and general manager, former NHLer. Let's talk about what's going on in Manitoba, because they're playing. What are they doing right?
Yeah, you know, they've done a lot of things right when it comes to the pandemic, right, and keeping the cases down and social distancing and staying home and doing all those things. But again, it just comes with a plan. If you've got a plan, you can make things happen. Right? If you've got a plan, you can play hockey. If you've got a plan, you can play football. If you want to play and you have a plan, you can play. Just because the rules that get announced from the health organization, you know, the health organizations or the government or whatever your local health representative is, those are for the general public. As a league, you can come up with a plan, present it to them. You know, tell them you've got everything taken care of. You're going to do the adequate testing. You're going to have the distancing measures in place. Look at the NHL's bubble. Like, that's pretty awesome. You wouldn't have been able to organize that at your, you know, local whatever organization. But if you have a plan, you can play. And the MJHL seems to be all over this, and they have a pretty solid plan.
So, from a viewer in the Atlantic bubble, Nova Scotia, Jamie Anstey writes in. He says, Maritime hockey here in the Atlantic bubble is starting October 30th. Junior A in the Atlantic bubble starts October 30th. Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and PEI. Jamie's a new viewer. Just started watching. Wrote into our Facebook page yesterday. I was rapping with him back and forth. He's obviously a hockey guy. He's got the pulse of it. So Dion Langevin writes in. He says, the Cranbrook Bucks start December 1st, and that is the BC Junior Hockey League. So there's something about Junior A that's working.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it.
It works. You know, you've got separate, they're all by province, right?
Yeah.
So it's a little bit easier. In Saskatchewan, yeah, you just have to, you know, adhere to Saskatchewan's plan. You know, in the Western Hockey League and the Ontario Hockey League, you know, is a little different out east, and so is the Quebec Major Junior League. But in the Western Hockey League particularly, you've got Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta, BC.
Plus two states.
You got plus two states down there. So you got all these different jurisdictions that you have to coordinate your plan with. And while Manitoba, Saskatchewan might be cool with the plan you present, Alberta and BC may not be.
All right. So. And Wayne LaBrie writing in, and he says, still in limbo here in the AJ, Alberta Junior League, with Alberta Health Services, extended training camps have started, all pending what we are allowed for attendance. So treading water. I don't know who's paying the bills. Is the government paying the bills? I don't know. It's really none of my business.
Yeah.
I just wish them well. And we'll continue to be here and talk about it. Two quick points here because we're running out of time. Maybe we could get to it later. Point five, Vernon Adams Jr. opts out of his contract with the Montreal Alouettes. You may think that's not that big a deal because so many players are, with 17 Rough Riders at last count. But it's kind of a big deal because VA signed a big ticket deal with the Alouettes. Mm-hmm. Now, does he have a deal in the NFL? I don't know. He's been passed over so many times, but he's got great film from last year. So, Clark, we got to send a note to VA. You probably already have. See if he's got anything cooking in the NFL. But Vernon Adams Jr., the latest CFL star to opt out of his deal. And point six, the last one. If Randy Ambrosi has an image problem, how would he go about fixing it? I am on Team Ambrosi. I'm not changing now. Can't switch teams, but I will admit, because from what I see and hear from everybody, Randy Ambrosi's got an image problem. The CFL's gone away, right? Nobody's talking about it but us.
Right.
What do you think? That I know that flies really a pain. You're not going to get it, Darren, so stop. Did you get it? No, you're not fast enough. He's too good.
He's too good.
If you're Randy Ambrosi, if you're his handlers, are you just going to furlough him?
No.
And hope people freak? Well, that's what I think they're going to do.
I know.
Or what would you do?
I would have him out everywhere. And I'd have him doing all kinds of goodwill. I'd have him getting back to people. I'd have him getting out in the communities, supporting people. Heck, I'd put him at the local Safeway bagging groceries. You know, I'd get him out and about trying to improve the image as much as possible.
They tell me we're out of time. We're just getting rolling. Dang, this is fun.
Oh, yeah.
This is the warm-up, and Alan May joins us next of the Washington Capitals TV network. You're watching the RP Show on Game Plus TV network and around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Download the app today.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Just ahead of Alan May, our good friend Alan May, who, for those that don't know, in the National Hockey League, 393 games. We know him from the Estevan Bruins, but he also played in Brandon, Medicine Hat, and New West. I'm smiling because I got a story. And Alan, just hang on. This happened to me yesterday, and I want to know what you think. I'm in Safeway, waiting in line to pay for my groceries, and a lady right in front of me farted loudly. And she was wearing a mask, and she was about 5 to 6 feet ahead of me. And I'm grabbed a magazine off the rack and I'm like this. What makes you think you can wear a mask, but you can stand there and fart? I took a picture of it, put it on my Instagram story, and my wife said, take that down. I found that was rude.
My feeling is that she probably had a tickle in her throat and had to cough. So now, you know, instead of coughing to hide a fart, now you got a fart to hide a cough in COVID.
We knew this was here was backwards. I didn't know whether to say something, tap her on the shoulder and go, what are you doing?
In the prairies, they call that crop dusting.
I couldn't believe it. Just let it fly right in front of me like it's no big deal. And then act like you didn't do it.
Just look around. And then point at the guy next to you.
I know. That's what's going on here. Let's go down to America and chat with our good friend Alan May. I'm sure everybody's got to get groceries, Alan, the Washington Capitals TV network. Have you had any strange grocery store occurrences here through the pandemic? Oh, hang on. The audio not working, Alan. They're fixing it. Hang on. That's always on our end, not theirs. And he's sitting there laughing, ready to come in. Oh, let me know, guys. Chris in Toronto's watching. He says the OJHL has at least one American team, so there's a wrinkle in Ontario. That Ontario Junior A Hockey League is massive. Mm-hmm. Massive. And I've heard about them bringing the American teams up into Ontario and playing out of bubbles. Okay, sorry, Alan. They say we got you now. Have you had any weird grocery store experiences in the pandemic?
No, nothing whatsoever. I've hardly gone to the grocery store. And the one I go to is pretty much empty every single time I go. So, you know what? There's a lot of good-looking girls from the mask up. So, you know, you look at all of that, there's... It's a different time for all of us, but I just find that people are more rude right now than they've ever been. People look like they avoid eye contact. They look away as though their eyes could get COVID from you looking at them. So it's just a very strange time, and I cannot wait for it to all be over and get back to a sense of normalcy in every walk of our lives.
Oh, I know. Whenever that is. So are you back in Texas now, or are you still in Georgetown? What's your 411?
Still in DC right now, and in the next little while I will head back to Texas, and you know, by the time it starts getting dark and rainy here, I'll go back to Texas, because usually September, October, and November are the best months to me to be in Texas. And you know, it's just the weather's about perfect. You get about 75-80 degrees every day, just the perfect temperature to me.
So the last time we talked, we were thinking the Capitals had a shot to win the Stanley Cup, and the Islanders just mulched them. And it looks like they might do the same thing with Philly. Your take on the exit of the Washington Capitals, 2 years removed from winning it all.
Well, the big thing with me is the Capitals would have been far better served to play their nemesis, the Pittsburgh Penguins, who was a small team, not physical. They don't play an aggressive game like they did a few years ago. They don't have enough supporting cast for the big gunners anymore. Just kind of like what happened 4 years ago when they had no third and fourth line. And now, you know, they're kind of like that again. So I look, it would have been a lot easier road to get out of the first round playing the Penguins. But I look at the New York Islanders, and they're very similar to what the Carolina Hurricanes did a season ago to the Capitals. They own the middle of the ice. They play from the inside out. They own that area between the faceoff dots all the way, all 200 feet down the ice. And they push the play out to the boards. They always have players back. And for Barry Trotz, it was a lot easier to get a buy-in on his coaching style and his philosophy being a Stanley Cup champ, whereas it took a little while with the Caps. And I'm assuming that he never leaves the island and coaches anywhere again. But if he does, as soon as he goes somewhere, he has instant credibility. They stifled the Capitals. The young players in the Capitals had no fight in them, and they've made everyone look slow. But I don't think it's because teams are slow. I think it's because the Islanders are so methodical. They all believe in their system. They've got a lot of really nice skaters. They're a big team, and their small guys are their best skaters and their most noticeable. So that's really what you have to be. If you're a smallish guy in the National Hockey League, you need to be the most noticeable player on the ice every shift that you're out there for all the right reasons, not the wrong reasons. You can't say enough about what Barzal, Bevilier, and Pageot have done for the Islanders. They've been going every single shift of every game. So I look at it being a younger team's league right now, or when you have young players, because it seems like the older players are waiting for October still. And in October, we only may have one or two hockey games. So the Capitals, they did not play a hard brand of hockey. They were soft. They were soft last year in the playoffs. They wanted to do those seam passes. They didn't want to chunk the puck to the net. And I don't blame it on the players. I look at the coaching style the last couple of years, and it was laptop hockey. And that's a shot at the analytics guys. If you're just going to depend on analytics, you're not going to go far. You have to put some blood and guts on it. And they didn't have any blood and guts in the playoffs. And I think it was by design. They played a perimeter game against a team that you cannot play the perimeter against. You've got to get to the middle of the ice against the Islanders. The Caps refused. The coaching staff didn't alter anything. And 2 years in a row, they're out in the first round. And this year was a lot easier for the New York Islanders to get rid of them than it was for the Carolina Hurricanes.
Alan May, you are blowing my mind right now, because I always thought the players won it, but you got me second-guessing and thinking they still have to follow the systems. You know what I'm talking about, and clearly the Capitals saw the same thing because Todd Reirden got fired, and I'm just wondering, you hear the rumor up here is that Mike Babcock's coming in. Like, is this turnkey for the Capitals, that they're that talented and Babs could walk in and be that hard-ass guy they might need? Are you hearing that? And B, well, how much is coaching versus want to this time of year decide who wins a playoff series or a cup?
believe it was all about just blind matchups and want to. And it was more about the want to, and the coaches threw the players on the ice and you'd win with your best guys. But now the game is so overcoached. You have 4, 5, and 6 coaches on every team. I'm not sure what the limit on the bench is, but it seems like there's way too many people back there for me. And you want to increase scoring, get rid of all the coaches, go back to one coach, the goal, you know, you have 1 and 2 goalie coaches on teams. But right now the game is so overcoached. And when you see teams make the same mistakes over and over, I blame it on coaching. As far as going back to Mike Babcock, when I hear his name, I would welcome that with the Washington Capitals. I thought he did an incredible job a few years ago against the Caps in the playoffs, but it was Ovechkin and Holtby and John Carlson that won that playoff series. I think it was in 2016, if my memory serves. But I look at coaching, and I think you have to grind on your players. There's got to be a delicate balance, though. Does Babcock go too far? Well, it sounds like he did a little too much. And I think that in Toronto, you know, the way he started last season, he asked for all of his problems by sitting out Jason Spezza. And Jason Spezza came there on a league minimum contract, I believe. He was there to be on the fourth line. So big deal. But anywhere other than Toronto or Montreal, you can do that. You could sit Spezza out. But I think he kind of asked for it in that regard. So he opened up a can of worms. It was negativity until he was fired. But would he do good with the Washington Capitals? I think he'd do incredibly well because this team needs to be tougher on the puck. They need to funnel pucks to the front of the net. They've got to battle. They've got to shoot into the goalie's feet and look for some grimy goals. And we didn't see last year against Carolina, not one ugly goal. When they won the cup, it was nothing but ugly goals. I would say it was 75-80% the ugliness to the beautiful goals. And this year, it was all about what can Ovechkin do? What can Oshie do? And too much perimeter to me by the rest of the players. Jacob Vrana didn't have a point. Evgeny Kuznetsov was nowhere near. And I think you have to push those guys. You've got to get them, draw them into the fight. And a guy like Mike Babcock would do that. But there's a fine line when you have an Ovechkin, a Backstrom, an Oshie, a Kuznetsov, and a Carlson. And take Kuznetsov out of there. Those four older guys, you know, what if they don't get along with the coach right off the bat? That means there's going to be scorched earth. Does the general manager take that chance to hire an older coach who may not change his ways? I'm a big Babcock fan, but I think he has to modify his strategy and his communication with his players.
When he was fired, you defended him. I remember that. And but I think he realized he has to change too a bit as well for his next job. I'm going to switch to the other series in a second, but producer Clark wanted your thoughts on the future of Braden Holtby in Washington. And Alan, you're an Edmonton guy. I don't know if you've driven through Lloydminster lately. There is a mural of Braden on the train overpass on that main drag on the Yellowhead going through Lloyd. That's how much we love him here. Played for the Blades. Is he going to end his career in Washington, or is there something going on we don't know about?
Well, talk about modifying. One of the big things with him is I'm sure that he was expecting a 7 or 8 year deal when we saw the other goaltenders around the league getting those monster caps, those hits on the salary cap. But now you look at what happened with Sergei Bobrovsky in Florida, $10 million a year. It was at 7 or 8 years. It's way too much. He didn't produce. You cannot spend all your money at the goaltending position. You need a tandem. And I think Braden's going to have to modify his ass to a 4 or 5 year. And I think it's going to be about the same type of money. You know, it's going to be, you know, $5-6 million. So I highly doubt it with the Capitals right now, unless he's the guy that initiates and said, here's the contract I want. It's for good money from the team's point of view, because you have a flat cap. So now you can't go 8 years, 7 years. We're seeing how some teams are strapped. You're seeing the New York Rangers strapped with the Lundqvist contract. So you can't put yourself in that situation, because when a goaltender goes, they go quick. I'm still a huge believer in Braden Holtby. If I was the Oilers, if I was the Calgary Flames, maybe even the Winnipeg Jets, I would find a way to get Braden Holtby. He's a phenomenal goaltender, an excellent citizen, a guy you want in your community. And I still think he has a lot of great hockey left in him. And if the Islanders don't win the cup, if I were them, Barry Trotz, Mitch Korn, I would go back to Braden and say, hey, come here for 1 or 2 years. Come for 1 year. And let's see if we can win a Stanley Cup. So I'm still a big believer. I think he's 31 years old. Got a lot of good hockey left in him. And as I said, I just think it'd be a little too rich for here. They're up against the cap. They've got a couple big contracts coming up. And they've got to find a way to get younger and faster here. And I don't think he can do that spending too much money in net.
Wayne in Victoria watching, he says, that was some great analysis from Alan. I learned more about hockey in the last 10 minutes than I ever knew before. We'll have to disagree, though, because I think the highest paid player in your team should be the goalie, because if you don't have one, you're not winning. and quarterbacks are, because you're not winning without a quarterback, but that's just me, and I was a goalie. Alan, what is your favorite second-round series? Everybody's had an opinion on we asked the first round. For me, in round two, it's Colorado-Avalanche, it's Colorado-Dallas. Vegas is my team, but that Colorado-Dallas series is a train wreck. You never know what's going to happen. What's your favorite second-round series?
I'm going to agree with you on that, even though I disagree about making your goaltender the highest paid player, because we haven't had a team spend money and win with a goaltender that's maxing the cap. So when I look at Colorado and Dallas, I'm looking at a one-line team most nights in the Avalanche and not enough of a supporting cast. Last night, they had a lot of supporting cast, and it hid their bigger, slower defensemen that they have on that team, minus Girard and Makar. I look at the Dallas Stars, a phenomenal young group of defensemen that can move the pill around. They didn't come ready to play, and I think maybe that's where age caught up to them last night, because they are an older team. When you look at all the 30-plus-year-old players that they have on their roster, those guys usually aren't getting into real shape until about right now to get ready for training camp and to get ready to be really good for the start of October when the regular season normally starts. So I think Dallas got caught with their pants down last night. Their older players were far from perfect. A lot of bad penalties by Corey Perry. You saw Joe Pavelski getting upset last night. Not enough from Ben and Sagan. So I look, they need to regroup, but what a great series. And my little buddy, Andre Burakovsky, who I told the Caps, and even Brian McClellan, he knew it was going to look bad for the Caps when they traded him. But the coaching staff didn't have faith in him. They weren't using him properly, so they were wasting a phenomenal young player. He's got 14 points in 12 or 13 games, 6 goals, 8 assists. He's flying. He's got a laser for a wrist shot. He goes 100 miles an hour every single game that he plays. He can play on my team any day of the week. I love seeing him have success. But the guy I can't take my eyes off in that series is Miro Heiskanen. And, you know, living in Dallas, when I'm actually home with my kids, I still go to hockey games on my day off. And right now, Miro, the best skater in the National Hockey League. We're seeing what he's doing points-wise, but it's everything he does without the puck and with the puck that makes me fall in love with the way that he's playing the game of defense in the National Hockey League. So that really is a great series. It's up late. You can get everything done. There's no excuse to miss. It's just a matter of being able to stay awake in the third period or overtimes when they get there.
That's exactly it. Alan, appreciate you. Enjoy the hockey. Stay well. And thanks for the visit.
Thanks a lot, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for having me.
All right, Alan May joining us from District of Columbia. Darren Bradley, Caesar, a rec hockey extraordinaire netminder, writes in, and he says, Colorado proving right now you don't need a high-paid goalie to win. Defense wins championships. Let's just see if they win it all. So hang on. And I got so much to get to with what Alan said there about too many coaches in the NHL. Look, they would really benefit from a chance to just sear off the roots right under the surface and start over with a reset. You know who's got that opportunity right now? The Canadian Football League.
Yes.
And maybe we should talk about that with Farhan saying yesterday they totally need to reinvent themselves, and this is their opportunity, yet so many are just hanging on with their fingernails because they don't want that to happen.
I know.
We'll talk about that and more when we return. It's the Rod Peterson Show. You're watching across North America in over a million homes on Game Plus TV Network. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. And you're listening live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse is a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop staffed by PGA of Canada professionals is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rob.
All right, welcome back, everybody. A sports update. Ben Bishop's return to action didn't go as planned. Bishop allowed 4 goals on 18 shots in 14 minutes and was pulled as the Colorado Avalanche beat his Dallas Stars 6-3 to stave off elimination last night in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Colorado led in shots 23-4 and was up 5-0 at the end of the first period, on its way to cutting the Stars series lead to 3-2. The Tampa Bay Lightning have booked their spot in the Final Four. Victor Hedman's shot at 14-10 of the second overtime went in through a crowd as the Lightning defeated the Boston Bruins 3-2 to win their second round series 4-1. Chris Paul gave the Oklahoma City Thunder at least one more game in the Disney bubble, scoring 15 of his 28 points in the fourth quarter for a 104-100 victory over the Houston Rockets in Game 6. Game 7 goes Wednesday, with the winner advancing to face the Lakers. Pelicans forward Brandon Ingram has been named the NBA's most improved player in a season that saw him bounce back from a life-altering blood clot in a trade from the team that drafted him second overall in 2016. He joined New Orleans as part of a blockbuster trade that sent Anthony Davis to the Lakers. Jose Iglesias and Brian Holiday had RBI doubles in the 11th inning for Baltimore, and the Orioles salvaged a 4-3 win against the Blue Jays in Buffalo. The loss was a blemish on a day that saw Toronto add lefty Robbie Ray, righty Ross Stripling, and infielder Jonathan Villar in a series of moves before the trade deadline. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. I don't know where to start on this. Just because Alan May doesn't agree that goalies should be the highest paid players doesn't mean we can't be friends. Mika always watching in Galveston, Texas. Winnipeg Blue Bombers linebacker. He's watching live, and he says, Patrick Mahomes was on his rookie contract when they won. Tom Brady was not the highest paid quarterback in the league during 6 Super Bowls. Just my opinion. Dane Evans' rookie contract, Grey Cup appearance. Calero's traded 4 games before playoffs. Ha ha. That's from Mika. Mika, you think linebackers should be the highest paid players in pro football. That's not the case. Oh, and by the way, Patrick Mahomes is now not only the highest paid player on his team, he's the highest paid player in the game.
So now he has to win. So,
right.
To prove that point. Right? I mean, I get it. You got to leave room for everybody. Sidney Crosby took a discount, didn't get paid as much as he probably
could. As did Tom.
Right. And they won as a result, and understanding that, you know, you can build your brand and make money in other ways. But at the same time, typically every team to win the Stanley Cup, when they say defense wins championships, they're really talking about goaltending and defense a little bit, mm-hmm. for sure. But you always see a heroic effort in net. It's not always by a high-paid guy, but somebody always steps up, whether it was Holtby or Binnington, or whether it was Matt Murray or Marc-Andre Fleury. You know, there, you always know who played goal when a team wins the Stanley Cup. Chris Osgood, right? Standing on
Patrick
his head.
Patrick Waugh.
Patrick Waugh. You name it. It's the goaltenders who win you a championship for sure. Does it happen when they're the highest paid guy? I don't know, but you got to have good goaltending.
From Chris in Regina, Prairie Mobile text line, he says, the advantage of wearing a mask, you can fart anonymously and you don't smell those of others. Just bringing up the story that a lady passed gas in front of me in the grocery store last night and I was disturbed by it. Now, I wasn't wearing a mask, but it wouldn't matter. One thing I've learned out in public is when I have been wearing masks, they don't work against people passing gas. And I'm thinking, if this doesn't work for that, how's it going to stop coronavirus? I'm sorry, don't at me. And what makes you think that you go to the grocery store and you're wearing a mask, but you can rip one 5 feet from me, six, and we're all okay? Or that I'm okay with it? Because I'm not.
You might get pink eye, but you won't get coronavirus.
Exactly. What are we doing here? I'm right at the end of my rope in terms of trading one life for another. I got to be honest with you. Regarding that CFL talk, Kelly says, what's the number one way? Kelly Bale writes in, what's the number one way to get into the hearts and minds of Canada's youth? My son is 10. The CFL is not reaching out to him despite his family and friends' fandom. Talk to Canuck Play. That's the Canadian video game maker of Doug Flutie's Maximum Football. The discussion is not how the CFL should reinvent itself necessarily. That's on the marketing end. I'm talking from the football end. And you tell me, Clark, when we get a break and come back for viewer takeover. But this Alan May had so many great points in his interview there. He said there's too many coaches in the NHL. I couldn't agree more. And it's a fraction of what's in pro football. And I just remember a friend of mine with the Winnipeg Jets. I was in Winnipeg. I was holding a sports conference there. And we went for breakfast. He works for the Jets. And he goes, you wouldn't believe Mark Scheifele, man. He's got a shooting coach, a mental coach, a nutrition coach. He talks to them all every day. And I said, yeah, and he's also got a head coach, Paul Maurice. I said, like, that's a lot of voices in your head.
Right.
And I said, what's Paul Maurice think about these coaches? And he goes, he's having a career year. Like these individual coaches, they do work. I think the shooting coach, which by the way was Adam Oates, would tell you he was really helping Mark Scheifele. And the nutrition coach would say the same thing, as did the mental coach. And me as a recovery coach, I know for a fact we're saving lives over here. So there's nothing wrong with that. But in the NHL, on the payroll, far, far, far too many coaches. And I'm sorry to say, but the same thing in pro football. Shoot, the Tennessee Titans got 24. I counted them when we were down there.
Yep.
So in the CFL, and it's just how you go back in those leagues. You can't. How could the CFL have gone back? If it wasn't for the pandemic, they'd have been way outspending with way more people than they need.
Right.
But now they have the opportunity. And when I started in the CFL, I was adding it up today. I think the Saskatchewan Roughriders had six coaches right around there. Six. Well, now they're down to nine, and they think that's not enough. But I guess the point is they were getting it done with six. And frankly, in 1999, when I did start with the team, their whole staff would fit on one page of the media guide, which, by the way, they don't even do a media guide anymore, and that's probably my biggest pet peeve. But now's your chance to scale it all down, because if you don't do it now, when are you going to? So the video game and all the other stuff is a lot of fun to talk about, and the marketing and the fan base and blah, blah, blah. I'm talking about the real nuts and bolts of what makes the money, costs you the money. Now's the time. And I really wonder if they realize that or not. Because for the teams to be reaching out for large loans from their corporate partners, not to mention the government, it's to hang on to the old way. And that's not going to fly. Now's your chance. Who needs to make these decisions, by the way? Because if the owners and presidents and governors don't want to change, who is going to make this call? Please tell me you have an answer, because I don't.
Yeah, you know, somebody has to make the call to protect them from themselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Somebody has to. And
do we know who that is?
Some teams will be able to survive, and other teams will need it to stay competitive, but they won't have the finances to make it work. So that's why we have caps and things in place.
From our viewers, Gary in Winnipeg says, outstanding CFL sim Labor Day schedule. Winnipeg, Saskatchewan, and then a doubleheader game. That's our poll question today. We're doing Riders Bombers. So, Mika, you're going to want to watch that game on Monday. CFL sim, computer-generated game. We're asking our viewers on the poll question today for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center, what's the other game we should do that is on the Week 13 CFL sched? Argos at Ticats, always a honey, and that's the one that I voted for, at the Coffee Cup. Calgary Edmonton in McMahon, it's actually leading with 75%. So you Ontario viewers, go to at Rod Peterson Show and vote now on Twitter and Facebook. And then BC at Ottawa, which that's not even a rivalry game. They're friends. They're always the cousin that you don't talk about.
Right.
So again, that's the vote. You got 24 hours to get into it. We'll continue this when we come back. JR and Cranbrook's got comments. CFL needs to go into bankruptcy and start over fresh. Yes, but tell them that. They get very upset. They don't want to hear it. Viewer takeover is coming up next. We'll talk about Dark Horse and more. It's the RP Show on a Tuesday. Canada's daytime sports talk show continues after this on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Download the app today.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
All right, welcome back. It's the viewer takeover segment, everybody. And I just got to tell you this. We're going to keep the party going into Hour 2. But that one's on Facebook Live only. Hour 1's on Game Plus TV across North America. But Richie Pilon's going to be with us. New York hockey alum, okay? Islanders and Rangers. And just to give you a tease, he's launched into John Tortorella stories. You're going to say those next hour, right, Richie? Yes, he give me the thumbs up. Yes, he is. So that's coming up next hour. But what we do here is let the viewers take over with your comments here. And there's so many of them coming in, it's very hard to keep up. Chris Bird, Argos fan in Toronto, writes in and says, linebacker Travis Feeney released by the Argonauts. And that's probably a big deal to the Argos and Travis Feeney, but I don't think he's even a household name in his own house. But all these players opting out, it doesn't look great. Jamie, writing in from the Atlantic bubble, he's in Nova Scotia. He says, here's a question with the CFL not having a season. Who comes back? Has the identity of the league diminished because of COVID and finances? Can't blame Trudeau for not playing. Well, some are trying to. Mm-hmm. That's my whole point. The president of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, Wade Miller, has clearly pointed the finger right at the federal government and Justin Trudeau. And I've said that's wrong. A lot of the pundits that follow the league say that's wrong. They're trying to find a scapegoat as to why they're not playing when there's a lot of us that believe they never wanted to play anyways. And they're just looking for a scapegoat. We thought they were going to blame the players, but they couldn't because we found out the players would come back and accept any offer that was presented to them because they just wanted to play. So to sit and say, of all these players opting out, and the Saskatchewan Roughriders have had 17 players that have said, rip up my deal, I'm out. Is it worthwhile to talk about who's going to come back right now? Because this league is going to look nothing like it does now when it comes back.
Yeah, we don't really know. At this point, who's coming back? We don't know when the CFL's coming back.
Right.
Right? We don't know if they're going to start on time next year or not. So, yeah, far too early for that. I would just say keep in mind and please remember that when these players opt out of their deals, it's not to leave their teams. It's to take a chance at the NFL. And if they're not going to the NFL, they're coming right back to your team.
Or to the CFL.
Or to the CFL. But their contract's not done. They're not free agents. But
I can tell you what. If when the CFL does reemerge and they have cost certainty and there's a cap for the players, which there is, but it's lower.
Yep.
And on all the costs, maybe it's more attractive for somebody to buy the BC Lions off of David Brayley. Maybe it's more attractive to put a team in Atlantic Canada because you know what the costs are going to be. And they're not out of whack. This isn't the potential to lose tens of millions of dollars, which some owners are. Hundreds in the case of David Brayley. This is actually the best thing for the CFL. Hey, do you want to hold that shirt up, by the way? Because you asked for some Vancouver swag.
Oh, it's not.
This isn't exactly what you meant, but somebody sent that from Vancouver.
Oh, yeah. So it's thoughtful. It's actually
very thoughtful of Gordy Randall.
Kirk McLean.
He's awesome.
So very, very cool. That's sitting on the chair next to me.
Voted their best goalie ever, by the way.
Yeah, for this series.
I think it's King Richard Berdurba.
So I was looking for some gear that I could own and pay for. I'm like, I'll transfer you some money, but find me some cheap gear.
And he sent it.
So he sent it.
Thank you, Gordy.
Yeah. And we'll keep it up here for as long as Vancouver's still in the playoffs, which might be just tonight.
Tomorrow it'll be gone.
Maybe.
Next hour, Rich Pilon going to join us. Dakota Shepley of the San Francisco 49ers. He's going to join us from right inside 49ers camp. And Chris Cater of the North Regina Little League. They won $40,000 from the Jays Care Foundation for upgrades. It's all coming up for the rest of you. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain right here on Game Plus TV.
2 days in a row.
Truth's in the coffee. It's truth serum.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Matt, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.